Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris. Amen. Praise God. I had thought I had set my program. I went on and started doing something else, but I am elated. I haven't been on Blog Talk in a while. But it's always good to hear a fresh rhema word from the Lord. I just praise Him for what He's doing and what He's about to do in all our lives. Amen. It's vitally important. Amen. Praise God. To know your standards, to know where you are, and to know who you are and what His call is. Amen. Praise God. A lot of people mess up because they mess up the walk, the pathway, and the call in their lives that will bring them into their blessings. So they go around in circles. That was a song that was made years ago when I was a young woman, and it was titled, Willie Go Round in Circles. Well, he wasn't making any progress, was he? So today we're looking at situations in our life, and it's getting real bad down here. And so many people are hurting. War-torn areas over in the Middle East, and seem like it's just one problem after the next. Children on drugs like never before, and it's just horrific for the families as well as the nation itself, because in a nation you definitely have to make sure that you got the right king, the right leaders over nations, and everybody now is looking at corruption and what one president might do and what another president might do, and to the point that it's just horrible. And then in other nations, there's so much corruption. Oh, Lord. Children are starving and being abused. ISIS has taken over a lot of areas, and it's just constant attacks. So we're looking at a lot of issues, and they got to be corrected. And the only one that correct them is God. I appreciate Him. I thank Him. I todah Him. And I give Him glory. So we're looking at the fundamentals. And we're going to look at Father Abraham and Lot. Man, praise God. He was called the father of a multitude. He was the son of Terah. And his name, Genesis 11 through 27. Before his older brother Nahor and Haran, because he was the heir of the promise, he was noted in the Bible, amen, as having a relationship with God. And at the age of 70, Abraham sojourned among his kindred in his native country of Chaldea. And God called him out. Amen. You're of the Chaldeans. Amen. Of an idolatrous nation, and began to talk to him. And tell him what he must do to inherit the promised land, to be a man, a servant to the Most High God, a man to go into the Canaan land, the promised land that he had, God had promised him that he would do because of his obedience. Amen. And because of his obedience, amen, he was blessed and his seed was blessed.
And this all came before the law. So every seed of Abraham that accepts all the way down to Jesus and all the way up to Jesus is blessed. We're blessed and not because of the law. So all the fundamentals that was supposed to be given to Abraham only, he had to deal with issues with Lot. Amen. And what Lot brought to the table. A lot of times when God assigns us to something, he don't give us no Lot. And if Lot interfere, then a strife would come, problems would come. All the fundamental lesson that we are supposed to receive will have a lot in it that will stagnate us, it will delay us. And it shouldn't be. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we as the body of Christ need to understand there's got to be a change. If we decided to do something and we make the wrong decision, amen, and Lot accidentally come with us, or we bring Lot along for whatever reasons, then we need to understand that God has allowed this strife to come in. And in the midst of it, there's going to be a lot of issues that's going to stop us, cause us to be delayed. And so because of this, God allowed that strife to come in to bring in a separation. Have you ever been in a position where it seemed like nothing just works out right with this man that you decided you wanted to have a relationship with, and all of a sudden it's always problems on his end, and seem like, amen, everything you do to try to resolve it, make it right, don't work. It just creates problem after problem, and he don't have his business together. And you trying to get yours, but seem like you're always trying to get everything worked out so that y'all can be in a benefit, and just ain't working. So God gave me this thought this morning. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. Fundamentals. Of life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I should have moved by your spirit today and add a blessing to the word, to what you're saying, so that you might be glorified. Amen. Praise God. And the enemy defeated. We know that, God, you're an on-time God. We know that Lucifer, oh, my God, he can't do nothing but get out of the way. And we thank you for your gracious and your mercy, your graciousness and your mercy that you have bestowed upon us. And we want to glorify you. We know that in our lives we're going to have lots, and we're going to have all kinds of issues with people and problems. A lot of times God has allowed these things to come up because if he wouldn't have, amen, praise God, we would not have been able to stand in the midst of the things that we have been going through. And so, God, I ask you to move by your Spirit, begin to confirm your word, begin to glorify yourself. Amen. Praise God. As we are learning how to reach out and be a receptacle of obedience for your glory. We thank you. We Torah you. We Shabbat you. Amen. Praise God. We Yada you, knowing that you are the Alpha and Omega. Thank you for your life that you have given us. Amen. Through your Son, Jesus Christ. Ask your Father God to add a blessing to the word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Fundamentals is, amen, relating to or affecting the underlying principles of something. We sometimes need to make fundamental changes in our business, our livelihood, our lifestyle. That's going to be a benefit. And the fundamentals, they serve an essential part of something that we are dealing with. In this case, it's our lifestyle and our livelihood and what's going to allow us to stay the head up top, amen, and to receive. It's also, you know, like, you know, fundamentals are, you know, you got to have food, you know, you got to have transportation, and you know, you got to have all of those fundamentals alive in order to help keep you in a survival mode. And so you go on, amen, because you know you need these necessary components, amen, praise God, these rules and these principles, amen, in order to make it easier for yourself and your family. So when Abraham literally introduced himself in a position where he could be a part of God's will, amen, and he didn't in all actuality introduce himself to be a part of it, but I say that because of the way he had accepted God. Well, amen, praise God. They became familiar with each other, and God told him what he would do. And he gave him the fundamentals of it and how he was supposed to survive and what it was going to take. But he also did not include Lot, but Abraham did. And so Abraham went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him into the south. And Abraham was very rich in cattle and in silver and in gold. Now it says Abraham was very rich in cattle and silver and gold, but it also lets you know that, amen, for Lot to have herdsmen, a Lot had to have a possession of, could have been from his father or whatever, but he wasn't as wealthy as Abraham. And he went on his journey from the south even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, near Bethel at Hare, unto the place of the altar which he had made there at the first. And there Abraham called on the name of the Lord. And Lot also went with Abraham, had flock and herds and tents. Amen. It didn't say how rich he was. And the land was not able to bear them, amen, that they might dwell together. For their substance was great so that they could not dwell together. Now, they had substance and it was great, but in the faith that Lot was greater than Abraham. Amen. And there was a strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot. Amen. And the Canaanites and the Perizzites, amen, dwell in that land, amen, during that time. Amen. And Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we be brethren. Have you ever been in a situation, and I have, where I have let people in and blessed them and hung around them and did for them, and they hung around me. But I found out throughout my relationship with them, they really didn't have me in mind. They really didn't. It was a lady that I had befriended. I told her when she walked in the church, I was going to walk over to her. Never seen her, never knew her. But I was going to walk directly to her, and I did. And she was amazed. And then I started prophesying to her more and more and telling her about her Boaz and all of these kind of things, how to survive. I asked people to let her live in their homes. I asked for many things in order to help her. This woman, mine, wasn't on me. She was on the prophecy and how to get to her man, how to survive. She didn't care, and she was just, I'm going to just tell you like this, she's dirty. She's dirty pool for me. And she finally got hooked up with one of her sister's friends who was involved in witchcraft, and a lot of dirty, evil things happened to me because I didn't know that the woman was into witchcraft. And then when I did find out, me and my best friend prayed for her to get away from this woman, and she didn't. And one day she called me out and asked me, would I go pray for her brother? I didn't know it was a trap. And because something had happened to her brother, I didn't know it was this her friend that was using witchcraft on him. In order to cause him to lust and have sex with her. So the man went on and started staying with the woman that was a witch. And when they were eating dinners, this woman put witchcraft in his food. And he told me, say, soon as he ate the food, he felt something go down in his belly. Soon as he began to feel that thing, he said, he jumped up and went to the bathroom. And he said he could feel it, and he said he tried to puke it out, and he tried to use the bathroom in another way, number two, and he tried to get it out of his body. And so when he came out of the bathroom, the woman was standing naked in front of him, and he told us that so-and-so, I have not had sex and got involved with a woman in a long time. And after that, the boy went crazy, and I don't know if he's still living today because it's been many years ago, but he lost his mind and went out on the streets, and nobody could find him or get into contact with him no more. Because of his sister's greed, she went on to do that. And then when he was attacked, and I prayed for him, I was attacked. And my mother was attacked, and my baby boy was attacked. And this thing, I had to hurry up as the will of God led me. I had to go in a fast and pray much often. So that was a lot that wasn't supposed to be with me. And eventually I told the girl, I said, now you're into witchcraft, too much witchcraft around you, you got to go, because God began to reveal to me what was happening. I have went through the ringer. I had too many lots to come in because I had compassion. You know, one of the things that kills us is compassion. The enemy know all about our emotions, our compassion, our feeling, our love, and he plays on it. Because of my love and my compassion for people, I made a lot of mistakes because it's not about compassion. Abraham probably had compassion for Lot, and so he went on and allowed Lot and his herdsmen, amen, praise God, to be great right along with him, to increase right along with him. Lot was getting the same blessings that Abraham was getting because the blessings followed Abraham. So, like I say, it didn't speak about how much Lot had, but it did speak about, you know, he was well off too. So Abraham and Lot hung around together until a strife came. When there's strife in your life, God is trying to put you in another level, separate you from what has been around you, because problems are going to come to the point that it even end up in killing sometimes. So you have to be careful to follow the will of God and let Lot go. You need to tell your neighbor, I'm going to let Lot go. I don't care if it's my grandma, my mama, my daddy. Lot been around too long. And so because of this, amen, praise God, we look at now Abraham's herdmen and Lot's herdmen fighting. Amen. And so Abraham literally said, amen, praise God. We are brethren. We don't have to do this. Amen, praise God. And is not the whole land before us? Amen. Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the land, take, amen, and make the decision to go to the left hand, then I will go to the right. If thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. They had to make a separation, a division, amen, to go in another direction. So Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plains of Jordan, that it was well watered, even were before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even, amen, as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest to Zoar. So Lot took the plains. He wanted all the water. He was greedy. He had no intentions to be a blessing to Abraham. Abraham was kind enough to let him come along, to hang out with him, and this is what he wanted. So anyway, it ended up where all the fundamentals of, amen, what was supposed to be kept concerning Abraham's livelihood, he had to make a decision either to let Lot go or end up at a loss. And so God gave Abraham the wisdom on how to skillfully separate from Lot without any more strife. And Abraham left Lot alone. Amen. They went in their own direction. And Abraham was able to hear from the Lord again and, amen, receive his blessing. And when Lot chose that land in the plains of Jordan, Lot done it eastward, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. And Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the city of the plains and pitched his tent towards Sodom. When you see that you are in error with somebody hanging around you, it's best that you leave, and it's best that they go in their own direction, because they'll create problem after problem. Amen. Abraham received his promised land because he separated from Lot, and Lot dwelled, amen, in the plains and ended up in an idolatrous world of homosexuality, all kind of perversion. But God was kept because he amen, allowed afflictions to come in because there were fundamentals that Abraham had to keep in order to, amen, survive, to do the things that God had called him to do. Keep Lot away from you, saints. It's not Lot's time, it's yours. God bless.